for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Comes.
Wasn't he meant to be alone?
He's the only one we're letting in. That's the deal.
Let's hope they honor it. That heavily armed, they don't have to.
They've seen what we can do.
Could do. Past tense.
This is gonna work.
The thing about bluffing is it's better when you can back it up.
What's gonna work?
Then it's not bluffing.
Oh, you're talking to Joshua.
That's true, isn't it? Perhaps what I meant to say is bluffing is bad.
Graham, Joshua.
Fearless leaders.
Beautiful morning.
We'll see.
Soldiers are in the back, ma'ams. They've had water. They're comfortable.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Isaiah. Did you speak to Riley?
He doesn't want to speak to us.
Understood.
Graham speaking. You ready, kiddo?
To get yelled at by mom all day? Sure.
Your mom's not gonna... She's been incredibly worried about you.
I thought you guys weren't talking.
I don't have to talk to her to know that. You got everything? You got your pass?
Oh no, my pass. I totally left it in my other bra.
Jamie...
It's here. I'm not a complete fuck-up. This'll definitely get me back in.
Josh was speaking. If they betray any part of our deal, I'll make them pay for it in blood.
Thanks, Uncle Joshua.
Better get going, Jamie!
Coming!
Wait, hold up. Graham speaking. What did you call him?
Will Fu, here I come.
There's no Uncle Joshua.
Give Me Away, Episode 1. 50,000 People.
Hi!
Can I help you?
Thanks! Yeah, my name's Travis.
Is one of your people inside?
Oh, sort of. Do you know Morgan Shapiro? She's my,
What division is she with?
Division?
What's her rank?
Oh, I see.
Like, are Danny's a corporal? What's her rank?
Yeah, I see the confusion.
Travis?
Oh, that's her. That's my... Hey, Morgan! Wait there.
Can't park here. Park over there.
What?
They're bringing our boys out soon. You can't block the road.
Travis, what the hell?
Are you okay?
Am I? I mean, as much as... What are you doing here?
Well, I'd like to say I came as soon as I heard, but that wouldn't really jive with the linear passage of... But more like as soon as I could get time off.
I told you not to come. There's nothing you can do. It's mostly waiting, and it's just families.
But I'm, you know, I'm sort of like... I brought snacks. I brought some snacks you might like. I don't know what Talia likes. Where is Talia?
Up front watching my car.
You're at the front?
We were the first ones here.
Like, just outside Red Camp?
I wish. More like outside the roadblock that's some mysterious distance from Red Camp. Look, I gotta get back there. I don't want to leave Talia alone for too long.
Why?
The neighbors aren't friendly.
Liz, Robin, what's the story?
We're all set. Gil's waiting for you in the conference room.
And he's had food and water?
If you mean did we give him a power bar, the only kind of food we have in the whole camp, then yes.
Thank you.
Go get him.
Graham?
Graham speaking. What's up?
When we go in there, give Joshua free rein.
Sorry. By free rein...
Let him say what he wants.
I mean, I would do that anyway. Why specifically...
Just saying.
You can just barely see. That's me at the front.
Whew. You've been living on this highway for 2 weeks?
We have a room and a lodge off the next exit. You take turns watching the car.
Seems like they should have a better system for this.
I mean, if we're making a list of everything that's fucked about this situation, parking's way down.
Hey, are you with her?
Sorry?
Are you with her?
Hey, do you maybe want to fuck off?
She's not with us. Do you know that? She's not waiting for one of the hostages.
Okay. I don't want any...
She's friends with the aliens. That's who she is. Ask her.
Hey, I said fuck off.
Jesus, that's just happening.
Mostly it's just side-eye, but...
Oh, that's definitely loud enough.
Attention! Attention! Everyone return to your vehicles. Return to your vehicles immediately.
Oh, should I get back to my...
Do what you want. I gotta get to Talia. Something's happening.
So, hell of a fortnight, huh?
As you say, Gil. Hell of a fortnight.
I'll be honest, I kinda thought I'd just be talking to you.
The situation's changed. You and your colleagues changed it.
We have a list of requests.
Right. Zero banter, Brooke. Guess some things don't change.
We can take them one at a time.
Yes, it's just the word request is kind of funny when it's paired with, or we'll attack Nevada with a weaponized virus.
We just safely released every one of your soldiers. Our good faith isn't in question.
The president was backed into a corner.
How terrible for him to be backed into a corner. He must have been prepared to do anything to fight his way out.
So, you mentioned requests?
Talia, we're coming.
You will be called up one at a time, but you must remain with your cars until processing is finished.
Thank God.
I was about to come looking for Travis.
Everyone's so incredulous. Yeah. Hi.
What's happening?
I think it's good news. See that vehicle past the roadblock like a ways down
there? You think Jamie's in there?
It's not confirmed, but when I asked the roadblock guys about it and I said I was with Jamie, they said something like, debrief is shorter for civilians.
Meaning they'll let her out faster?
Maybe. I'm sorry. Travis, how are you? Why are you?
Snacks?
Oh, look, Travis.
It's no problem. Don't worry about me.
It's fine that you're here as long as you understand.
I'm not
expecting you to do anything for me. I just want to...
This is about Jamie. I have to focus on, like, I don't have food for you or water.
I'm a grown man. I can get my own...
Well, but really.
What are you...
Mom!
There she is!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They let me out. It was easy.
Jamie.
I didn't even tell them any secrets. I didn't tell them shit, and they let me go anyway.
Jamie. Oh, my God.
I'm okay, Mom. I'm fine. I'm totally... You don't have to...
She's all right. She's just happy. I'm happy, too.
Hey, this is nice, isn't it?
All right, stop. I can't do a double hug. It's too hot.
Are you hungry?
First request. We ask that all hybrid people, scientists and staffers, be returned to Red Camp immediately to resume their roles in the Nevada Project.
We were already going to do that. We can bust them back in tomorrow morning. See, this is going to be easy.
Anyone who doesn't wish to return doesn't have to. That needs to be clear.
Okay, that can apply to scientists and staff, but hybrid folks need to come back.
That's acceptable.
Hybrid people going anywhere but Red Camp is its own conversation.
Then let's have that conversation. Our human hosts haven't seen their loved ones for a long time. Some for over a year.
And that's tough. But we're not talking about reintegration at this meeting.
We're not asking for that. We're requesting supervised furloughs for human hosts to visit their families or friends. We're willing to start with afternoon visits. And if those are successful, we move to overnights.
Adding a huge line item to this program's budget just in time for Congress to turn very Republican.
And we want to turn off the live stream.
Excuse me?
Every live stream camera in the camp. In the ghost house, in the research center.
You're saying right when the American public trusts you the least, you want to make this whole project less transparent?
We'll still allow regular media coverage.
Oh, you'll allow that.
But now we know we're in the firing line. We can't keep putting our faces out there, providing hours of free footage for our enemies to distort into propaganda.
Okay, you gotta know you're asking for the moon here.
We're asking for what's necessary.
You have to give me something.
Joshua's speaking. No, they don't.
Excuse me?
Joshua's speaking. What do you want to trade for our safety? What do you think is a fair exchange for innocent Americans getting to visit their own families?
You're not Americans anymore.
Joshua's speaking. There it is.
Hey, okay, Brooke, Deirdre, what exactly is the dynamic here? Because I basically just met this guy a month ago and now he's at the table?
Suppose we allowed the audit to proceed.
Are you serious?
Not under previous conditions, of course. No soldiers ransacking unstaffed facilities. Instead, a proper audit of a fully functioning program with all staff in place, streamed to the public, with total transparency. Senator McKillop and his whole caucus may attend in person. We'll treat them with deference. They'll have free rein to stage all the triumphant photo ops their hearts desire. Everyone gets to save face. In return, our people get to see their people.
Yeah, okay. Now that I can sell.
We feel sure that you can, a man of your talents.
Great. Terrific. That wasn't so bad. A few bumps here and there, but you know.
And we want to reopen applications for host bodies.
Are you out of your fucking minds?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Do they have waffles?
Probably. It's just a normal diner.
Oh, and that was my car.
I could fucking annihilate some waffles.
Hope nobody tries to...
I've been living off power bars and astronaut boots since I woke up.
Well, even if they don't have waffles,
what
I'm sure...
What do you mean, since you woke up?
I'm saying power bars is all the food we have because of the siege.
No, I mean, woke up from what?
From being unconscious.
Why were you unconscious?
I can't tell you, Mom. It's top secret.
It's not top secret for me.
Let's maybe save this for when we have food in our stomachs.
All I'm clear to tell you is I got sick when I was saving the day, and then Joshua cured me.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she's fine now, right? Whatever happened now, she's...
All right, all right. Okay, Jamie, why were you sick?
I can't tell you.
What specifically made you sick?
Sorry, Mom, that's classified.
Nothing's fucking classified. You're not a secret agent, you're a kid.
I'm 22 years old.
She really does seem very healthy.
You know what? It's fine. It's fine. We will have plenty of time to talk about this at home.
What do you mean, at home?
Yeah, aren't you selling it?
You can have your old room. I'll take a few more days off.
My old
and
room?
Then once you get the cloak and dagger out of your system, maybe.
I'm not going home with you, Mom.
Oh, of course you are. Where's she gonna go?
No, Mom.
Didn't you lose your place and then everyone else in this car gave you the boot?
I feel terrible about that, Jamie.
I don't think I exactly gave her the boot.
So, you'll stay with me.
No. Mom, you're not getting it. I'm going back to Red Camp.
If you'd rather stay with Talia, fine. The main thing is to
like
get
tonight.
You...
Like tonight! I'm going back tonight. This is just a visit.
Wait. Really?
No. Not really. She's just...
Sorry. How much further was the exit again?
She's obviously coming home with us. This is just...
I'm obviously not going home with you. I live at Red Camp now. I'm a hero there.
Okay, whatever Graham recruited you into believing.
I saved thousands of lives. I can't tell you how, that's top secret classified,
it's just,
but...
She said 3 miles a little bit ago, and it feels like...
He's right, Mom. This is the exit.
I'm gonna eat my waffles, then I'm going back to Red Camp, where I live now.
Mom, that's this exit right here.
Mom, we're not going to the diner.
Did you seriously just child lock the...
Going home. Right now.
In what fucking universe do you think we'd let you just reopen for business?
There are, at this moment, thousands of innocent people in a state of permanent agony.
Yeah, I've heard this one before, but the fact remains—
Well, we certainly don't wish to bore you.
You used a bioweapon against American servicemen and then held them prisoner for weeks. Can we please remember the facts on the ground
here? They were treated well and released unharmed. Could our comrades in the cyber prison say as much if your audit had gone off as planned?
Okay, that's a paranoid fantasy you invented in your minds to justify-
Joshua speaking. Oh, shut the fuck up, you ludicrous toady.
Are you serious right now?
Joshua speaking. How remarkable. Just what I was gonna ask you.
You think I'm not serious?
The people of this camp live our lives in the shadow of a burning building. We eat and sleep as our loved ones scream for rescue from the highest windows. If you don't get that, leave this room now and send in someone empowered to actually deal. You've gotten used to gentle parlay from Brooke and Deirdre, but I'm here now.
Kind of sounds like you're threatening me, Joshua.
I'm unquestionably threatening you. The virus we used against your soldiers is a fraction of what I'm capable of. There's nothing I can't do with biochemistry. I can carbonate your blood. I can deploy the parasites in your stool against your heart.
You seriously think anything you cook up in that tiny lab could stand up against...
No, you would win. In the end, you would win. But I'm here to tell you, it would cost you dearly. And every time you looked in the mirror thereafter, you'd see the disfiguring scars of your victory.
Okay. That sure sounds bad, but the thing is, Joshua, if you really can do all that stuff, why would we ever, ever let you out?
You said it yourself, because then I'd be an American. I'd be in the tent, pissing out, which is the only place you want me to be.
Let's have some clarity here, Gil. Are you saying never?
No. Brooke, Deirdre, it's not—
If that's your position, we will thank you for your time, return you to your colleagues, and consider how to respond.
It's not never. If you let the soldiers back in, if you let the military resume control of Red Camp—
Under Riley?
Or someone like him.
And then?
If you allow the audit as discussed and maintain Red Camp without incident for a to-be-determined period of time, the president will consider reopening the application process.
When?
I literally just said to be determined.
A month? 2 months? Three?
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Gil. We accept. As soon as all of our people are returned and accounted for, the soldiers may resume their posts.
Without reprisal?
Without reprisal.
Yeah. I want to hear Joshua say it.
Joshua speaking. Graham Shapiro is a decent man. As long as you keep your word, he won't allow me to move against you. But should your treatment of us ever cause this decent man to let me off the leash again, anything is possible. Remember that.
Mom, what the hell are you doing? Turn around.
You can yell all you want. This is happening.
Actually, before we go too far...
Okay, we're not actually driving all the way back.
Stop the car.
Tell you what, sleep in a real bed in a real house for, say, 2 nights with no soldiers and no one making you sick.
It's just my actual car.
And then, if you still want to come back, I will drive you myself.
This is kidnapping.
Oh, for God's sake, kidnapping. Relax.
No, Mom, it literally is kidnapping.
It's a highway, asshole! Drive like it!
Okay, Morgan!
Mom, slow down.
I have to get her away from here, Talia. You understand that, right?
You're getting too close to—
Not supposed to pass on the right, Mom!
Alright, you're in a, I don't know, like a manic state.
If we could just go back for my car.
You can't take me away from there, Mom. That's where I live.
That's where you're crashing. There's only one place you live.
They actually like me there. I saved the day.
Mom, the truck!
Let me tell you about cults, Jamie. It's amazing that one hasn't gotten to you before, but let me just tell you how it works.
Mom, pull over.
When you first join a cult, they make you feel like the most important person in the world, like you're the center of the universe, so that later, when they have you cleaning toilets and burying the guru's babies, you think it means something.
I saved 50,000 lives.
Mom, pull onto the shoulder.
50,000? Listen to yourself. Less than 300 people even work there.
Oh, wow. Mom, you... That's really wrong.
Please, please, just focus on the...
No!
Mom, fuck!
Okay, you know what? You're not taking her back home. You know how I know?
That's exactly where I'm—
Because how's that gonna work, Mom? How long can you keep Jamie in a house even you're not planning to live in?
Wait, what?
What's the plan once you get a buyer? You're gonna lock her in your RV?
What are you talking about?
You didn't know. I thought you told each other everything.
You're selling the house? You're moving?
Jesus, look out!
Oh my god!
Okay, listen to me very carefully, Mom. The way you are driving right now is endangering the children you're trying to protect.
Yeah.
You understand me, Mom?
Yeah.
You need to slow down and pull onto the shoulder.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Let's, park, yeah? And let's do the...
Parking brake.
Yeah, good. And now just the...
Oh my God.
We're okay. We're all okay.
Jamie.
Mom.
We've been out here for weeks. We didn't know if you were—
I was fine. Dad and Joshua.
You're both grown. I'm supposed to be done.
Run the numbers, Mom. You can't hold on to her. She's either running around out here in the world who knows where or with who, or she's with Dad.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Sorry, Jamie. Sorry.
I saved the day. I saved 50,000.
Please stop saying that. It makes me insane.
You think I don't know I'm a fuck-up?
You're not a fuck-up, Jamie.
Then why did you kick me out?
I am so sorry for—
Because I fucked up. That's why. Because I ruin everything.
Baby, come on, don't—
Red Camp is the one place in the whole world I didn't ruin everything. I was good there. I did it right. I saved 50,000 people. There's 50,000 people in that computer, Mom. I know you don't believe it, but they're in there, and I saved them.
Where are you moving?
Which just leaves the waffles, which must be for you.
Hell yeah.
I like your attitude.
Talia, syrup.
Yep. I'll check back on y'all in a minute.
Fucking waffles, y'all.
Happy ending.
You're not hungry? I'm just...
So, Jamie.
Can't talk.
What's Dad like now?
Dad and Joshua.
Dad and Joshua.
Oh my God, they're so much better.
Better than...
Than Dad by himself?
What do you mean by that, honey?
You know how Dad was like fading away? Like, he was basically the same color of whatever wall he was in front of?
I don't think your father was fading.
I know what you mean.
Well, not anymore, bitches. They're so much cooler now.
Cooler how?
Like, Dad is still Dad, but he has to be faster Dad now to keep up with Joshua. And Joshua...
What?
What?
When Dad is mostly Joshua, it's like you're standing right next to the place to be. It's like getting to hang out with tomorrow. Mm. Oh, fucking waffle.
Must be nice.
Do the screams sound different tonight?
No, but I know what you mean.
The thought of just pausing, of leaving them marinating
so
in...
So what are you prepared to do about it?
Personnel carrier's back.
How will you feel if she's not on it?
As relieved and as lonely as I've ever been.
And if she is on it?
So happy my heart will burst, and so scared I'll want to puke on my shoes.
Do they sound different tonight?
Hadn't occurred to us.
Good work today, both of you.
Really? He seemed distinctly unmoved to us.
In the room, sure. He had to be. When he's back on the plane to D.C. mulling it over.
You think so?
We were never going to get permission today. The goal is to get the all clear in a few months' time, when it can seem like their idea.
So we're a double act now, is that it? A quadruple act? You stir their conscience and we're the jump scare that gets them over the line?
Well, ideally we can phase out the jump scare part.
Josh was speaking. You know bluffing's not gonna work forever, right? This country does. They dropped their super bomb on one city and that could have been enough, but then they dropped a second to prove they hadn't exhausted themselves with the first. That they could be that enemy forever. So now we know that's what they respect. That's what they need to know about us.
We don't do that.
We may have to.
Fortunately, Joshua, you don't get to make that decision alone.
Graham speaking, thanks for that.
Don't lose sight of the real crisis here. When they give us the green light, we'll need hosts. Good people, generous, committed, strong. And we'll need them fast. You don't get those people to volunteer by scaring them.
What's up, buttholes?
Called it.
I brought leftovers.
Not so loud, Jamie. Everyone here's been living on granola. That takeout's gonna make you a target.
Then we better eat fast.
Joshua speaking. Thank God you're back.
Yeah?
You can't imagine how tedious Red Camp is without you. Especially these three.
You ever had waffles?
Joshua speaking. Never.
Then I'm about to fuck you up.
Give us a sec.
Take your time.
I mean, I guess I don't want to be melodramatic.
It's not about you. It's what I need for my life now.
Okay, but it's a little bit about me, right?
It's something that's been in me for a long time.
It's Morgan's big no Travis adventure. You don't even know where you're moving to?
Not yet. I need to move around for a while.
If you could just help me understand.
Graham and his fucking friends, right? So lonely they need a second person in their heads? I don't get it. I've always had like 50 people in my head, just going all the time. I thought everyone was like that.
No.
Will you send me your new address? When you have one?
Trav. At our age.
And forget it.
Come on, we'll caravan back. We can stop off for some beers on
What am I supposed to do?
What do you mean?
With the rest of my life. How do I even start? What's the first thing I'm supposed to do now?
Gideon Media presents Give Me Away by Mac Rogers, directed by Jordana Williams, sound design by Bart Fassbender, featuring Sean Williams, Diana O, Lori Elizabeth Parquet, Hennessy Winkler, Nat Cassidy, Hannah Cheek, Rebecca Comtois, Jordan Tierney, Jorge Cordova, Danny Martinek, Deborah Alexander, Steve Alexander, Dan Coyce, and Lyra Coyce. Music by Adam Blau, production manager Katie Cosma, produced and edited by Sean Williams.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit DM2GM.com. DM to GM, get your game started. We'll be right back.